standing in the welfare line. Parts of St Peter's Square here in the centre of Manchester resemble a camping site. Tents line the steps of the central library and also fill the archways at the rear of the town hall. It's all part of the protest camp that's been here highlighting the issue of homelessness. Joanne's originally from Droylsden and is one of the protesters.
Once we achieve change in the system of our housing, for homeless people, just for vulnerable people, basically. And we need homes, we need houses. They're just telling us that they're not going to house us, and that's that, and they send you away. That's why I'm living on the street and why I'm in a tent at the moment.
St Peter's Square is busy with people going about their business. Damo, who's originally from Withenshaw, explains why he's homeless.
Well, with me, what it is I've been through a lot of trouble in my life. Death in the family, grief, and people cheating on me and stuff like that. Life's fell apart. I've had 2 breakdowns, medicated, been to jail. I've come back out of jail again, thought I'd get help, nothing happened for me. So I've seen these people here now, which I know them anyway. And I thought I'd join in as well, because they're my friends, and I believe in what they're doing.
Joanne says they've had a good response to their month-long protest.
People have come over, join over, come and have a chat, and we have the music on, the dancing, and everyone from the tram looks up, you know, and it's all positive. It's very peaceful protest, and children keep saying they want to come and play in the Wendy houses. You know what I mean? So it's all positive, not negative at all.
And this week's been relatively sunny during the day. Long. What's it been like actually living in a tent in the centre of Manchester when nights have not been warm?
Not nice, it's not nice at all. It's cold, if it rains we get wet, we're damp, it's not cool really. But we're making a point, we're still here, you know, we're going Green Court and we're doing ours. We're making our voices heard, aren't we?
Damo says they're not going away despite bad weather and their protest will continue.
But I just hope that each and every city, homeless bands together and does it there as well. Because in a day, probably tomorrow we'll get moved on. We'll just go somewhere else and we're going to start again and again and again and again until basically someone will have to listen eventually with us. That's all we're asking for, a voice. Basically, what it is, it's like the... It's like, how can I put it now? Like waiting for the rain to come and wash it all away. But it's not going to happen. We're all going to be there still, no matter what. And each and every city has its homeless problems. So I'm hoping they all stand together and do what we've done now.